I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A judge has temporarily halted the state's plan to allow more minority students into Hartford area magnet schools. The decision comes after a 3-day court hearing in the ongoing Sheff versus O'Neill case. The court heard from 4 witnesses and examined over a dozen exhibits before concluding that the integration standard at area magnet schools should remain the same. Currently, a school is considered integrated if no more than 75% of the students are Black or Latino. The state wanted to raise that to 80% for some schools, but Superior Court Judge Marshall Berger sided with the plaintiffs on Friday, who had argued that this would deepen school segregation.
Our Supreme Court noted that if children of different races and economic and social groups have no opportunity to know each other, to live together in school, they cannot be expected to gain the understanding and mutual respect necessary for the cohesion of our society. It also noted that the elimination of racial isolation in the schools promotes the attainment of equal educational opportunity and is beneficial to all students, both Black and white.
The state had argued that magnet school seats remain empty and many Hartford students aren't able to get in because it would increase the number of minority students and the schools would be out of compliance. However, the plaintiffs pointed out that other barriers, such as state-imposed funding caps, are responsible for the empty seats. The judge's decision is temporary and he's expected to make an additional ruling sometime in the near future. David DeRoche, WNPR News.